Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy world and reclaiming your mental space. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be honest, we all know the feeling of dragging ourselves through the day because we just couldn't get a decent night's sleep. It's like running on fumes, right? You're grumpy, you can't focus, and everything feels like a monumental task. Well, guess what? We've got a whole episode dedicated to tackling this sleep monster head-on. We're diving deep into the world of sleep hygiene, those little tweaks and changes that can make a huge difference in your sleep quality. Trust me, you're going to walk away with some actionable strategies that'll have you sleeping like a baby, or at least way better than you did before. So, here are five key things we're going to unpack today. First up, ditch the screen time before bed. Ever notice how scrolling through social media or watching Netflix right before bed can actually make it harder to fall asleep? That's because the blue light emitted from those screens messes with your natural sleep-wake cycle, making it harder for your body to produce melatonin, that lovely hormone that tells you it's time to hit the hay. Think about it like this. Your brain is wired to associate bright lights with wakefulness and darkness with sleepiness. So, giving your brain a break from the digital world an hour or two before bed can be a game changer. Second up, let's talk temperature. Ever wonder why that chilly room feels so much better for sleep? Well, your body temperature naturally drops as you prepare for bed, and a cooler environment helps facilitate this process. Think about it like this. Your body is trying to wind down and get cozy, just like turning the thermostat down in your home. Now, on to number 3, the power of routine. Our brains thrive on routine. Having a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends, helps regulate your internal clock, your circadian rhythm, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. It's like training your body to know when it's time for sleep and when it's time to get going. Number 4. Food as fuel, not a bedtime snack. While that late-night pizza might sound tempting, eating heavy meals close to bedtime can actually disrupt your sleep. Think about it. Your body is working hard to digest those calories, which can keep you tossing and turning. Opt for a light snack, if you're hungry. Think something like a banana or some almonds, and give yourself at least 2 hours before hitting the sheets. And last but not least, number 5, the art of relaxation. Ever notice how stress can keep you up all night? That's because anxiety triggers your body's fight-or-flight response, making it hard to relax and fall asleep. Try incorporating some relaxing activities into your evening routine, like taking a warm bath, reading a book, or practicing gentle stretching. Think of these activities as your way of saying goodbye to the day's stress and welcoming sweet dreams. Let's take a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who works long hours at her desk job. Every night, she stays glued to her phone until she finally passes out from exhaustion. She wakes up feeling groggy and sluggish, struggling to keep her eyes open throughout the day. Sound familiar? This is where sleep hygiene comes in. By implementing some of the strategies we talked about, ditching the screen time before bed, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and maybe even investing in a white noise machine to block out distracting sounds, Sarah could drastically improve her sleep quality. Imagine her waking up feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways for better sleep hygiene. Remember, getting enough quality sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's essential for your physical and mental well-being. It impacts everything from your mood and energy levels to your concentration and overall health. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for getting a good night's sleep? Share them in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter for more daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice. Until next time, keep decluttering those mental pathways and chasing your dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.